This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's been an unusually fine season for the Chicago Cubs, but you probably did not know that that ball club, during the era of futility, was subject to a lawsuit defining how corporations in America are governed. As part of our series this week, The Price of Profits, Marketplace's Scott Tong looks at the Cubs and who has the power to make big strategic decisions, shareholders or the corporate brass.
Ernie Banks grounded out his first time. Banks getting 263.
In 1966, 20-something lawyer Bill Schlensky got sick of seeing his Chicago Cubs lose. So he sued, since he owned a few shares of the team.
My father gave them to me as a gift.
We caught up to him in retirement in Texas.
It must have been before I was 4 or 5 years old.
The Cubs had gone 58 years without a World Series title. Perhaps it was a curse, or a bad manager, or a bad business model.
Hey! All two, strike two.
And Schlensky argued the Cubs didn't make enough money because they played in the day when people were working. Wrigley Field then was the only big league ballpark that didn't have lights. So he sued the ball club directors.
The directors have a responsibility for producing the most income for the shareholders.
Before the court, Schlensky argued that Cubs players struggled to adapt to the night games on the road.
When the Cubs had a homestand of more than 10 games, all-day games. The first game they played on the road, they generally lost.
The main defendant, team owner Philip Wrigley. His side may be best represented by this limerick by Valparaiso law professor and part-time poet Jeremy Tellman.
As Wrigley explained to the court, pro ball is a daytime sport. Next, they'll sell whiskey down at Comiskey, where the team's out for profit cavort.
The owner won. Tellman says this ruling underscores a key principle called the business judgment rule.
Courts, for the most part, defer to the decisions of the board of directors and dismiss actions by shareholders.
He says company directors enjoy broad protection, at least against little shareholders like you and me.
Institutional shareholders have more options. They can just threaten to sell their shares, and that can bring management to the table.
In the end, the Cubs got their lights in 1988, after threats by TV broadcasters, among others.
Let there be!
Vindicating plaintiff Bill Schlensky and Professor Tellman. See, he's from Chicago, too.
If the Cubs win the World Series this year, which they almost certainly will, we should all drink a toast to Mr. Schlensky. The Cubs wouldn't have been viable economically if they didn't start playing night games.
FYI, the Cubs next play tomorrow at home. Day game. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.